This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome back to Carlinville. Thanks to David Jenkins for the Pizza Man pregame show. David will be back at halftime with the Shelter Insurance halftime show. Vandalia won the toss and deferred, so Cameron Withers has it teed up at the 40-yard line, and we are set to go for week two in the South Central Conference. Back deep is Lonnie Rosentrater for the Cavvies. Withers puts his foot to it, drives it low down the heart of the field. That will take one hop right into the chest of Rosentrater out across the 20-25, cuts up field across the 30, and that's where the Cavaliers will start first and 10 at their own 33-yard line. So here comes first-year starting quarterback Michael Byatts, the 6'2", 190-pound senior. Colton DeLong in the backfield. Lonnie Rosentrater, Dustin Roberts, Bobby Seal, and Aiden Noggle, the wideouts. And up front, it's a brand-new offensive line. Left tackle, Tyler Reels. Left guard, Chase Michaels. The center, Christian Griffith. The right guard, Ethan Trim. He's a transfer from Southwestern. And the right tackle, Zach Reed. Trim's a big boy, 6'3", 300 pounds. He's just a junior. And that was kind of the quiet success to Carlin over the last number of years, was that great offensive line. Byatt starts from shotgun. Sweep handoff to Johnson, and he is shy of the 35. They're going to give him the 35 and a gain of two. So defensively for the Vandals here tonight, you will have Robbie Durbin, Anthony Inlow, Ethan Plunkett, and Tyler Worker up front. Braden Kaiser, Zane Ulmer, and Dawson McKinney, the backers. Thomas Ritchie, Garrett Austin, Carson Ruitt, and Jacob Fickus are in the secondary. Byatts operates from shotgun. Motions Johnson again. They'll fake the Johnson. They give it to DeLong straight up the middle. Vandalia ready for that, and he is stacked up and driven back after a short gain of one to the 36, and that will set up third and long for the Cavaliers.
Well, DeLong about 70% of their carries last time, so you know the Cavaliers are leaning heavily on him. And, of course, Vandalia knows now to look for it on
Carl,
the defensive
we've seen
side.
A lot of Carlinville over the last number of years, and third and long. They weren't in it a lot, but it wasn't a problem when they were. It'll be interesting to see as the season moves along how efficient they can be in these types of situations. Third and seven, 10:40 for the opening quarter. Carlinville in the all-blue look, blue helmets, red face masks. Vandalia has the red pants, white jerseys, red sleeves, red helmets, white face masks. They motion Johnson again. Byatts going to throw. He is flushed up. He will step up and run, and Byatts is hit after a gain of one to the 37, and it'll be fourth down, and Carlinville will have to punt on the game's opening series. So a nice job by the Vandal defense to set the tone early. Three runs for Carlinville, and they gained a total of 5 yards. Rosentrater will punt. Of course, that's something we didn't see Carlinville do a lot over the last several years either. And when they did, it was the quarterback yesterday. And the Cavvies won a timeout. 9:56 for the opening quarter of the Vandals with an early defensive stand. Cavaliers set to punt it away when we come back to Carlinville following these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, Cavaliers set to punt. Snap back good to Rosentrater. High kick right down the middle of the field. It will hit at the Vandal 30. Takes one hop right into the mitt of Ritchie. Thomas Ritchie gets to an arm tackle. He's out across the 40, shy of the 45. Laundry on the field back at the Carlinville 40. We'll wait for the signal, but Ritchie, a nice return out to the Vandalia 43-yard line. And, of course, big shoes to fill in the form of Trevor Smalls, but Ritchie had a big game last week.
Boy, he did, didn't he? Stats, 18 carries, 166 yards, two touchdowns, two catches for 19 yards, and a 70-yard punt return touchdown. So he was a threat there, too.
The triple threat, running, catching, and special teams. The flag is going to be on Vandalia, so that's going to move them back inside their own 35 to the 33-yard line with 9:46 for the opening quarter. Defensively for Carlinville, Hunter Robinson, Reed Kleeman, Ethan Trim, Dylan Cunningham on the line, along with Lane Stinnett, Chase Michaels, Ramey Lewis, Colton DeLong, the backers, Joe Lewis, TJ Sims, and Jack Kessinger are in the secondary. Matthew Wells is back at quarterback for the Vandals. He's a senior this year, 6'2", 170 pounds. He will operate from shotgun, three receiver set. They will motion Ritchie out of the backfield. Little swing pass out to Ritchie in the flat. Carlinville is there with nice coverage, but Ritchie able to turn it upfield, gets across the 35 to about the 37 for a gain of four. And, Carl, that's a play that we saw a lot from Carthenville over the last number of years, that extended handoff.
Probably practiced that a lot in last year's meeting with them. So now they put it in their playbook.
Big offensive line for Vandalia. We'll get you that here after the second and seven snap as Wells checks the plays off his left forearm. Shotgun snap back to Wells. He will fake to Ritchie, rolls to his right, lobs it out in the flat and incomplete, looking for Fickus. So up front, you have Ethan Plunkett. He's 240 pounds. Anthony Inlow's 320 pounds. Caleb Swanson, 280. Gavin Mauser, 220. And David Meyer, 210. So they are big up front. The ability of Carthenville to get off the blocks will be critical. Third and seven for the Vandy offense after the Carthenville offense was unable to convert on third and seven. As is commonplace now, no huddles. Everybody looking to the sideline, then checking the list of plays on their wrist. From shotgun, Wells claps his hands together. He will roll to the right. Eyes down the field. He will throw. Has a man, and it is caught. Oh, it's going to be a touchdown. Gavin Davis with the touchdown. The defense was there from TJ Sims. He might have tipped that ball, but it went right into the midst of Davis for the touchdown.
Yeah, like one of those deals, Tim, where the defender is there, the throw is actually a little short of the receiver, and both can have a shot at it, but defender kind of just tried to bat it away and missed the ball. So the receiver, Davis, catches it, and then there's no one back there besides, so easy trot all the way home for the touchdown.
63-yard touchdown on third and seven. Withers now on for the try. Snap back, hold down. Withers' kick is up, and it is good. So with 8:55 to play in the opening quarter, Vandalia strikes on third and seven with a 63-yard touchdown. They lead 7-0. Back with the Vandal kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Covering summary. It was Matthew Wells to Gavin Davis, a 63-yard touchdown, three plays, 67 yards in a minute and 9 seconds. The point after good, and it's 7-0 Vandals, and that's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Covering scoring summary in Carthenville since 1854. And then the kickoff is muffed by Rosentrader back there, and it rolls all the way back to the end zone.
What a break, because if that ball would have died at the one, he would have been back there pretty much all alone for a while.
So not the start the Cavaliers were looking for here, as that ball got past Rosentrader, but thankfully found its way to the end zone. So the Cavies will start at their own 20-yard line. And Vandalia wasn't in the Severs equipment red zone for long, Carl. They were passing through.
It was a little jog all by himself.
That was a great job of concentration by Gavin Davis as Sims had the initial coverage.
He might have tipped it even.
Great throw by Wells. Jerevan Johnson on the sweep carry. He gets out across the 20 to the 21. And it looked like Sims did get a fingertip on that. And boy, when that ball's tipped, no matter how slightly, it is hard to haul in. And
absolutely.
Davis got it done. Clock running, 8.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Beautiful night for football here in Carthenville. Friday night lights. Byatt's going to roll to his left. Going to throw. Dangerous is tipped around. Caught by Johnson on a double deflection out around the 25. That was a better catch. It just didn't go for a touchdown.
No, that was a great catch. Great concentration. Got hit. Ball popped in the air and still made the catch.
The coverage was there from the Vandals, tipped by two different Vandalia players, and somehow Johnson hauled it in. Third and four for the Cavaliers as they check their sideline for the play. Inside of 8 minutes for the opening quarter. Byatt will operate from shotgun. The long lines up just off right tackle. They motion Johnson again. It'll be a quarterback draw for Byatt, and he's going to be short of first down yardage. He did not get to the 30. He's down at the 29, and it'll be fourth down and short for the Cavaliers, and they will have to punt again. Mentioned the size of this Vandalia defense up front, and they have not given Carthenville any running lanes here in the early stages. Carthenville's beaten Vandalia three straight years. Rosentrader standing back at his own 15-yard line. Snap back to him is good. Kick is away down the left side towards Ritchie. Bounces, fielded on a hop by Ritchie at the 35, and he is out across the 45 down at the 46. And that's where Vandalia will take over, first and 10 with 6:59 for the opening quarter. Two possessions, two three and outs for Carthenville.
And this Vandalia team is definitely carved out of a rushing zone themselves, as they last week, with your stats, had 33 rushes for 200 yards and four touchdowns. So they'll throw in some passes too, but at the same time, this seems like it's going to be one of those teams that's going to dominate on the ground.
Carthenville crowding the line of scrimmage. They've got all 11 up in the box. And that's what makes Vandalia so dangerous. They got the running game, but they've got the quarterback and the receivers to burn you deep, as we saw in their first possession. Wells, shotgun, straight back. He's going to throw deep. Has a man wide open. Caught. That is Davis again. 10-5 touchdown. A 54-yard strike just like that on the first play of the drive. And that time, Gavin Davis just flat beat his defender with speed down the sideline.
Yeah, something the coach staff must have liked on the touchdown pass. They said, hey, this looks like it could be open on the first down. Let's try it out. And they definitely did there, and it was open.
Gabby's getting some of their own medicine from the last handful of years here in the early going.
Well, you
Withers
believe.
On for the extra point.
There's a lot of Vandalia players that were here or at home last year. Got stomped by the Cavaliers.
Kick is up, and it is good. 6:49 for the opening quarter. Vandalia strikes again. Wells to Gavin Davis again, this time 54 yards, 14-0 Vandals. We're back with the Carthenville receiving of the kickoff following these messages on WSMI. 14-0 Vandalia in the blink of an eye as Withers has it teed up again at the 40-yard line. It's Johnson back to return this time for Carthenville. Short pooch kick going to be fielded by one of the upmen moving forward, and a nice return out to the 39-yard line. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings scoring summary. It was Matthew Wells to Gavin Davis, a 54-yard touchdown on the first play of the drive. It took just 10 seconds to find the end zone, 14-0 Vandals, and that is your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings scoring summary. Heinz Furniture in Carthenville since 1854. We'll have a game break for you after this Carthenville snap. They have yet to pick up a first down. They spread the Vandals out here. Four receiver set. DeLong is the tailback, and they will give to Colton. Nope, fake to Colton. It's Byatt. He slams across the 40, and not much there after that. Nice stick there by Carson Ruitt. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Thank you, David. A 3-yard gain there for Byatt. As they faked it along the defense bit, but good recovery speed by Ruitt to close it off. Empty backfield. They will motion a man across. That's Bobby Seal. Quick hitter out to Noggle. Aiden Noggle has nowhere to go. He is wrapped up by four different white shirts and thrown to the ground for no gain on the play.
Good coverage by Vandals there, as they had three people defending that play.
They are flying to the football here in the early stages, and two early touchdowns gets the defense pumped up. Third and 7. Third time Carthenville's been in this spot. DeLong, the deep back, Byatt operates out of shotgun. Two receivers each side of the formation. Johnson in the left slot. Byatt pats the ball. He is pressured, and he is sacked. Brought down
57
by Robbie Durbin, who had a number change. He was number 12, and now he's number 57. Back at the 35 for a loss of 6.
Tough go for the Cavaliers offense so far.
Perfect start for the Vandals here on the road. Their defense has forced 3 3 and outs, and their offense has scored 2 touchdowns on a total of 4 plays. Snap is low to Rosentrader. He digs it out. The kick is low. It will hit at the Vandal 40. It's going to be fielded on a high hop by Rich. He took that high hop late. Thomas turns the corner out across the 40, and he is down there after a nice return out to the 42-yard line. And that's where the Vandals start, first and 10 with 4:47 for the opening quarter. Mentioned how Carthenville is crowding the line of scrimmage, Carl, and they might have to get someone back.
Got to have that free safety back there.
And that is Colton DeLong. Right now, he's the deepest Cavalier. He is
a lot deeper than they were before. They was all up the line of scrimmage.
15 yards from the line of scrimmage right now. Richie the back. Wells from shotgun. He's got a four receiver set, two on each side of the Vandal formation. He scored 41 against Gillespie in week one, a quick 14 here in Carthenville. They hand to Richie, and he will plow ahead to the 45 for a gain of three. Stop made in there by Ethan Trim. It's been through the air where the damage has been done early.
Who's the runner on that one? Was that Richie?
That was Richie.
Okay.
Replacing the electric Trevor Smalls. Three receivers to the right side of the formation. 4-10 for the opening quarter. Second and seven from the Vandals' own 45. Here's Richie. Spins away, and he's got a first down. That was a nice piece of running. He was hit about 4 yards shy of the first down. Spun off that, crosses midfield, down to the Cavalier, 47-yard line. Gain of eight.
And officially, Vandalia's first down. They've gone long on their touchdown drives.
First downs could be overrated when you're getting touchdowns.
Instead of getting a first down, you just get the touchdown.
Another four receiver set. Richie the lone back. 3:40 for the first quarter. 14-0 Vandals. Wells will give to Richie. Running left. Has blocking. He is inside of the 40. Down to the Carthenville 36. He's right at the sticks and moved the chains. He got the first down. Back-to-back first down runs for Thomas Richie. And after they went over the top for two touchdowns, the first two possessions, now they're keeping it on the ground, establishing that running game with Thomas Richie.
We'll see if they actually get into the Seavers equipment red zone.
He's a 185-pound senior as Richie at 5'10". They will fake to Richie, and Wells a sack. The ball is out, and the Cavaliers are on top. The pressure came from the right side. Chase Michaels, untouched, forced it out, and then the Cavaliers got on top. Did not see the Cavalier, who recovered the fumble. That's a big turnover. Reed Kleeman, Johnny on the spot there to recover the fumble. Let's go to David Jenkins with a WSMI game break. Thank you very much, David. And now can the Carthenville offense get something going? They haven't picked up a first down yet. Fed the ball three times, three and out every time. Here's DeLong. Colton straight ahead, took a big lick out there by Zane Ulmer right at the 40-yard line after a gain of three. Colton had a full head of steam, and then he was on his back.
Yeah, he got all he was going to get out of it, that's for sure, in this good stick by the Vandalia defense.
Inside of 3 minutes for the opening quarter. This is Carthenville's first Friday night game. They went down to Roxana last Friday, then all sorts of lightning in the area, so they never actually took the field. Went back on Saturday and got the win 21-14. Seal motions right to left, and we've got whistles and flags. That's going to be a false start on Carthenville. That'll cost them 5 yards. That'll move the football back to the 35. Remember asking Chad Easterday last week on Sports Saturday if the short week would be a problem, and he said in week five or six, no, it wouldn't be. He said, but for week one, he said he was a little bit concerned just because of how much preparation goes in to the first week of the year. And that gap between the first week and the second week is so critical. A lot of work to be done between the first game and the second game. Byatt's going to spin and roll to his right. He's in trouble. He will throw short, and it's caught, but it's out of bounds. Or inbounds. Nope. Yes, Bobby Seal had 1 foot inbounds, and he's knocked out of bounds. I thought he was out of bounds when he caught the ball, Carl. Gain of five.
Got the 1 foot down. Now, he did wave it off maybe. Let's see.
No, they called it a completion just shy of the 40. He's going to set up another third and seven. Fourth time they've had third and seven.
Ooh, yeah, that's not good. You want to be third and short, maybe.
105 seconds for the first quarter. Seal will motion right to left. Byatts sets, throws, deep. Noggle's open, but Byatts overshot him by 5 yards. Noggle got past his defender that time. That was Fickus. Noggle had him beat, but the ball was overthrown. Fourth down in time to punt. So after the fumble, the Cavaliers will go three and out. And those are the plays, Carl, you have to hit.
Yeah, it was there, wide open, and just overthrew him.
Down two touchdowns in the first quarter. Get the fumble. You had a touchdown there, but the ball was overthrown. Snap low to Rosentrader. Gets off a nice high kick. It's going to bounce inside the 30. Picked up there on the bounce by Davis. And Gavin Davis still running. Made a man miss. He's loose at the 50. He cuts back to midfield at the 40. And he will be brought down in Carthenville territory at the 42-yard line. A nice return from Gavin Davis. A minute 21 for the first quarter. After the missed opportunity for Carthenville to capitalize on the turnover, Vandalia gets a big-time punt return from Davis, who already has two long touchdowns tonight, and he set the Vandals up very nicely at the Carthenville 42. Wells from shotgun. Three receiver set this time for the Vandals. They've got the extra tight end on the right side of the formation. Minute 21 for the opening quarter. Wells will hand to Richie. Oh, made the first guy miss in the backfield. Bounces outside. He's got a Vandal first down at the 23-yard line. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. That was a gain of 19 for Richie on that carry. Nice piece of running on that right side. Wells will hand to Richie again. Thomas Richie, nice carry off the right side. And Vandalia into the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Seavers, online at SeaversEquipment.com. Richie got eight on the play, and Carthenville are going to take their second timeout here in the opening quarter. 39 seconds for the first 12 minutes. It's all Vandalia right now. The Vandals lead the Cavies 14-0. You're listening to week two of the high school football season on WSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Carthenville. The Vandals on the move again. They have a second and three at the Cavies 16-yard line, leading 14-0. And some sad news out of the sporting world. Chris Duncan has passed away after he was battling that brain tumor. Of course, part of the Cardinals' 2006 World Championship team. That is very sad news. Wells from shotgun, flushed to his left, out in the flat. Richie wide open at the 10, at the 5, into the end zone for the touchdown. A 16-yard touchdown from Wells to Richie, and he was all alone in that right flat. Cavaliers just lost sight.
So
you have a penalty down, though. It's on the opposite side from where the play went. Let's wait for the signal. If this is on Vandalia, it's going to be frustrating because it's away from the play. But the way the Vandals are responding, it is not. I think it's going to go on Carthenville as Vandalia is celebrating. Flag is being picked up. Still no signal from our official yet. Flag was on the right side of the field. The play went to the left. If it stands, a 16-yard touchdown. And it is going to stand with 29 and a half seconds for the opening quarter. It's a hold on Carthenville. It will be declined.
Well, Wells putting up some numbers, 137 yards passing. That's already his third touchdown in this football game.
Now Withers on for his third extra point try of the ball game. He's made the first two. Looking for the trifecta here. Snap back, hold down. The kick is up, and it is good. Just snuck it over the crossbar inside the right upright. 29 and a half seconds for the opening quarter. Vandalia strikes again. They lead the Cavaliers 21-0. You're listening to high school football on WSMI. Cameron Withers set to kick it away, teed up at the 40. Jeraven Johnson waiting back around his own 10-yard line. High short kick going to be fielded by one of the upmen. And a nice return out across the 40. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings scoring summary. It was three plays, 42 yards after the good punt return from Gavin Wells. Matthew Wells found Thomas Ritchie for a 16-yard touchdown. A minute and 8 seconds, conversion good, 21-0 Vandalia. And that is your Heinz Furniture and Floor Covering scoring recap. Heinz Furniture in Carthenville since 1854. Carlinville yet to get a first down. 25 seconds for the first quarter. They will start from their own 41 and straight ahead to about the 43-yard line. A short gain in the first quarter is most likely going to come to a close without Carlinville picking up a first down. After that fumble, they had a potential touchdown that was overthrown by Byatt, and then Vandalia capitalized. One quarter in the books. It is Vandalia 21, Carlinville nothing. Back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Rough first quarter for Carlinville. 21-0 Vandalia. Cavie's offense did not get a first down in the opening quarter. 4-3 and outs. They face 3rd and 7 on every single one of those drives. It's now 2nd and 7. Byatt will fake to DeLong. Throws out to Seal and he dropped it. Took his head off the ball, looked upfield, and it fell incomplete. That'll bring up 3rd and 7 again for the Cavaliers.
Let's call it 6, just to be different, because it's been 3rd and 7 every play.
Yeah, the board says 7, but it does look shorter than that. Maybe a short 6. Byatt from shotgun, 3 receivers to the left. They will fake to DeLong, Byatt straight ahead, and nothing there. Gets out across the 45, and he's smacked down right there by Zane Ulmer. And it's 4th down again as Byatt got out to the 46-yard line. And time to punt again for the Cavies.
And this is not a safe proposition because they got a couple dangerous return men, as we've seen for the Vandals.
Richie and Davis back deep. Snap back to Rosentrader. Low kick, going to go right between the two Vandal returnmen. Takes a good Cavalier bounce, and there will be no return, and it'll be touchdown right at the 20 by the Cavaliers special teams unit. So this will be the deepest Vandalia has started in their own end here tonight, as they started at their own 33, their own 46, their own 42, and the Carlinville 42-yard line. Let's go to David Jenkins with a WSMI game break. That will get some folks' attention.
It will.
Wells from shotgun. Carlinville almost jumped off sides, and they did.
Kind of a combination.
Was there movement?
Yeah, the movement might have been due to the Carlinville player, though. So
that's
we'll see
what
how
we will find out.
It.
Reed Kleeman came across the line from that right defensive end, and it will be false start on Vandalia. Initially, our official turned the wrong way. Was looking towards the Vandalia sideline instead of towards the press box on the home sideline. He got spun around and then made the call. False start on Vandalia. So that'll push him back 5 yards. First time we've seen Vandalia behind the chains tonight. But from what we've seen from the offense, Carl, 1st and 15, not a panic time for the Vandals.
It wouldn't seem to, but this is the deepest they've been backed to their own goal line.
Cavaliers have gotten one turnover. They would like another. Hand off to Richie, running left. Bounces outside. Now he's strung out towards the sideline. He gets the penalty yards back, plus a couple. Out to the 22. We'll call it a gain of 7 for Thomas Richie. This Vandalia team picked by many to win the conference. Vandalia Greenville got the most preseason conference championship votes. Payne was in there. Carlinville also got some consideration. Of course, the Cavaliers won it outright last year. Were co-champions the year before.
Now, Richie, 6 carries, 55 yards. He's already been doing a good job on the ground, plus a touchdown catch to go along with that.
3 receivers to the right for the Vandals. Wells, straight back, has time, has a man caught wide open down the sideline, and it's a foot race at the 40, at the 30, at the 20. Goodbye, Vandal, touchdown, Thomas Richie. Boy, they lost sight of him, and a perfectly thrown ball from Wells to Richie for the long touchdown, 78 yards.
Well, I was just mentioning he's a big part of this Vandalia offense. He's a huge part. That's his 2nd receiving touchdown, and that's going to put him over right at 98 yards receiving plus that 55 rushing, so quite a game already for Thomas Richie.
2 plays, 80 yards. There's a flag on the field. It's going to be on Thomas Richie for unsportsmanlike conduct. He had a little celebration going on before he crossed the end zone. It's 27-0. Vandalia, three long touchdowns.
I think, yeah, basically we must have had a sideline. Just check, because
they called it on Carlinville.
I think they're just asking for him to move back from the line.
They gave the unsportsmanlike signal.
But they didn't.
But that would be a sideline.
Unless they do it on the kickoff. We might see it.
Withers' kick is low, but high enough to clear the crossbar. No, it is no good. So he almost missed the last one. He does miss this one. And with 10-23 for the opening quarter, or for the first half, excuse me, it is Vandalia 27, Carlinville nothing. You're listening to High School Football on WSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Carlinville. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. It was two plays, 80 yards in 64 seconds. Wells to Ritchie, a 78-yard touchdown. Point after, no good, 27-0 Vandals. And that is your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive recap. Heinz Furniture in Carlinville since 1854. Three explosive plays for touchdowns here in the first half for the Vandals. Really the first quarter plus, 10-23 for quarter number two. And Withers has it teed up at the third or the 25. That's where the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty is enforced there. So the official just pointed the wrong way. Johnson has some room up the middle and a nice return for Jaraven Johnson out across midfield. And the first time tonight the Cavies are in Vandal territory at the 47-yard line. So it was unsportsmanlike conduct on Ritchie as he crossed the goal line, kind of put his arm to the sky. In high school football, that's a penalty. I don't know why, but it was enforced on the kickoff. That wasn't hurting anybody, was it, Carl?
I don't think so, but
let the boys
you
have
know
some
how
fun.
They, yeah. I like to keep total control of that.
DeLong will motion out. Johnson will motion left to right. He will take it on the jet sweep, and he makes the first man miss. A short gain of three will set up second down for the Cavaliers. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Ooh, yep, that got out of hand in a hurry. That was just the gain of one for Johnson. The good pursuit from the Vandal defense sideline to sideline. Second and nine. Boy, do the Cavaliers, they need points, obviously, but they just need a first down. They have not moved the chains yet tonight. Shotgun snap back to Byatt. He's going to set, throw, has a man dropped. Mm. Thrown a little bit tall. Rosentrader got his hands on it but couldn't squeeze it.
That's twice now. Got the man open downfield and throwed that time just fairly out of the reach.
And that is something over the last number of years that the Carlinville faithful have just come accustomed to being completed for points.
Well, it would have been hard to throw over his wide receiver of past year. Somehow he always could outrun the football.
Carlinville graduated so much talent from a year ago, and they're going to use their third and final timeout of the half with 9:31 for the first half. 27-0, Vandalia with the lead. Carlinville facing third and nine for the Vandal 47 when we come back to Carlinville following these messages on WSMI. Thank you very much, David, and a critical third and nine facing Carlinville. They've been in third and long all night long. They don't have a first down yet, and they find themselves down 27 points here on their home field. Three receivers on the left for the Cavies. Byatts will fake to DeLong, going to swing it out to Seal. Bobby makes the catch, lowers his shoulder. He's going to be a yard shy of the first down, and Carlinville might go for this. And we have an injured Vandal down on the play. That is Carson Ruitt. He is flat down on his face on the Carlinville sideline. 9:17 for the first half of plays. Now Ruitt pops to his feet as Don Borgini got down to check on the youngster. He's kind of shaking out his right arm. He might have hurt the shoulder a little bit as he came down to make that stick. Good to see him pop right up, though. He will have to come off the field, though. It's going to be fourth down and about three. The ball spotted just outside the 40 at the 41. 9:17 for the first half.
There must definitely go time, don't you think?
Absolutely. Remember, Carlinville has no timeouts left. They've used them all. And this is about where the Vandals have been starting their offense all night anyway. So, yeah, nothing to lose going forward here, down 27. Got to get something to jumpstart you here. Maybe a 4th-and-3 conversion will be what does it. 4 receivers bunched in the left slot. 1 receiver to the right. Now Seal will motion. Byatt's going to keep it himself. Michael Byatt has the Cavalier first down as he gets down to the 36-yard line. A gain of 5 and Carlinville's first down. And for the first time this year, Ross Thomas gets to yell first down Cavies
at home,
to the faithful. I wonder if he ever wakes up in his sleep yelling that.
Probably does.
3 receivers in the left slot. They will. Faked it along. Quick hitter out to Seal. Hit right on the catch. Great timing there by Garrett Austin as he timed it beautifully. Carlinville wanted a flag, but I think he got there right on time.
Yeah, that was... I guess, honestly, you'd have to put it on replay for me to say which way because it was so close it's hard to tell.
It was bang, bang, no doubt about that. And, Carl, at least early, we've seen a lot of faking Tuta Long. He does not have many carries.
No, only 3 for 7 yards. So sooner or later, you got to go to the guy that got you those early touchdowns in the first game.
Byatts, pump action, throwing end zone, looking for Johnson with a dive. Nope, slightly overthrown, good coverage on the play. By Austin, it'll be 2nd and 10. That was a better thrown football from Byatts there.
And yeah, he's just been a little too long on a couple plays. Otherwise, he could have some pretty good numbers, and the Cavaliers might have a touchdown or two.
Playing just his 2nd varsity game. And first on Friday night, that shouldn't be overlooked. It's always a different feel at home on a Friday night than on the road Saturday afternoon. It'll be 3rd down and 10. After the incompletion to Seal, the incompletion to Johnson. They will motion Jaravin now. Byatt's going to roll to his right. He's going to throw. Has a man. That is caught. Rosentrader. He has a first down. He broke a tackle. And he's inside the 20, down at the 15. And the Carlinville Cavaliers, the first time tonight, are in the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Kubota. Score now with Kubota at Seavers. Online at SeaversEquipment.com. A gain of 21. Nice throw and catch from Byatts to Rosentrader, and he had some yards after the catch there. 2 first downs on the drive for the Cavies. Byatts faked the handoff, and he's hit in the backfield. Nowhere to go, as on the scene that time was Tyler Worker. Another fake to DeLong.
Yeah, that's twice. That play's really hurt him, actually. It's like it's not fooling the Vandals defense.
Lost 3 back to the 18. Actually lost 4 back to the 19.
And he really has no opportunity to do anything else with the ball. It's time he's done with the fake, he's being hit.
DeLong off the left shoulder of Byatts. Byatts going to roll to his left. He's going to throw, and that is intercepted. Are they inbounds?
No. I think he just
out of bounds.
Down.
That was Garrett Austin.
That was close, too.
He just undercut that route but couldn't stay in bounds. Right on the Cavalier sideline. 3rd and 14, 7:39 for the first half. It's all Vandalia here, 27-0. Gavin Davis has 2 long touchdowns for Matthew Wells, 63 yards and 54 yards. Richie has 2 touchdowns from Wells, a 16-yarder and a 78-yarder. Vandalia had 27 points on the board before Carlinville picked up a first down. That came on this drive. They've got 2 of them facing 3rd and 14. They picked up a 4th down. Byatts over the middle, and that is dropped in and out of the hands of DeLong. That football was well thrown on time. Colton just couldn't squeeze it. Be 4th and 14. Carlinville missed a potential touchdown after they recovered that fumble in the first quarter, Carl, and there was a missed opportunity there.
That one hurt. That was a touchdown for sure, and the pass this time was on target.
Byatts looks more comfortable with his passing here on this drive.
He's been sharp on the last several passes.
Just by the time he got settled in, the Vandalia offense was already rolling. Sometimes that'll happen. And we have motion before the snap. It was 4th and 14. Now it's going to be 4th and 19. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. David will have the Shelter Insurance halftime show coming up in 7 minutes and 33 seconds of game action here on WSMI FM 106. Stay tuned. Hillsboro at Staunton will come up next, game 2 of our doubleheader. Of course, streaming always at WSMIRadio.com. 4th and 19, and now they give it along straight ahead. and nothing there. Gained a yard or two. And curious.
Yeah, I mean, where you're on the field, you kind of think, why not take a shot in the end zone, if anything?
They've been faking to the long all night long. And then on 4th and 19, you give it to him up the gut.
It's just maybe too many yards to make up. Even if you get a big hole, there's a good chance they're going to get you before you get 19.
The Vandals bend but don't break. Cavaliers moved the football but couldn't punch it in. DeLong had a touchdown off of his hands on that third and long play. The Vandals will scrimmage from their own 23-yard line, leading 27-0. Wells from shotgun. Going to roll to his left. Has a man that is caught near the sticks and then incomplete as the hit was made and jarred the football loose. That was Jack Kessinger on the stick there to force the incompletion. Second and 10 for the Vandals. 7:21 for the first half. Vandalia led 21-0 after one, scored less than 2 minutes into the second quarter to make it 27-0. So they really came out and just punched Carlinville right in the mouth in the opening quarter. Got them on their heels before the Cavaliers could get settled in. Wells will hand to Ritchie, and not much there. The Carlinville defense quickly wraps him up. No gain on the play. He got spun down awkwardly. Now Ritchie's still down on the ground. He will be helped to his feet by his big offensive line. Lost a yard, I believe, on that play. Going to bring up 3rd and 9 for the Vandals. If you're Carlinville, you have to protect deep. They've got everybody crowding the line of scrimmage again. All 11 Cavalier defenders in the box. Vandals have them spread out right now. Three receivers on the left, one receiver in the left slot there. He will motion. That is Ritchie. They'll give it to him on the jet sweep, and he will be rowed out of bounds. Short gain on the play. It'll bring up 4th down and should be the Vandals' first punt of the night. Unless they want to go for it deep in their own end, up 27, 6.5 for the first half. That was good pursuit sideline to sideline from the Cavaliers. And right now the Vandals not showing they plan to punt. They have the offense on the field. DeLong was back to return the punt. Now he has to come up into defensive formation. Play clock at 11. Now Wells going to drop back, and I think he will punt now. Now DeLong will go into the back pedal. And Wells will punt it away. Nice high kick. DeLong will haul it in at the 35. He's going to run right. Turns the corner at the 40, 45, and he is out of bounds. And a flag comes in late. And that's going to be on Carlinville most likely for a block in the back.
Pretty good return, but most of it will come back without, I believe, illegal block.
With the little things in ball games, Carl, the Cavaliers give up some big plays early, and then they've missed on two big plays.
Yeah, well, actually more than that, because they had two just overthrown, and then they had two that just weren't caught. So they've had four pretty good opportunities to potentially score a touchdown.
And if they could have had a couple of those converted, which,
right.
Sure. That's not the way it works, though. They did not convert them, and as it is, they are in a big hole. Down 27 with 6:21 for the first half. And the Vandals will get the football to start the third quarter. Three receivers to the left for the Cavs. Byatt's from shotgun. Going to roll to his left. He's going to tuck. He's going to throw down the sideline. Seal that he catches in bounds. No.
Down. Ooh,
acrobatic
boy.
Leaping catch in midfield, but he could not come down in bounds.
He made a good attempt to stomp in a foot down, but I guess he hit out.
You know, Byatt's is comfortable rolling to his left.
So it's pretty good on the run. And he's actually been a lot sharper, like you say earlier. Earlier he is a little deep on his throws, and now he's been on target on quite a few in a row.
Three receivers to the left. They will fake it along. Byatt's going to keep it himself out across the 40, lowers his shoulder down to the 42. Gain of 6. Another fake to the long right up the middle. after Colton got 32 carries last Saturday against Roxanna. They might have faked to him about that many times here in the half.
Yeah, only four total. And the last one was very curious on a 4th and 19.
Three receivers left, two in the slot, one receiver out to the right. Byatt's Will faked it along again. Michael going to keep it himself. He is down at the 46. He's going to be about a yard shy of the first down. And I would think Carlinville will go for this, down 27 at their own 46.
You know, we're not even a real yard.
No, they gave him the first down, Carl.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it's a full yard.
Thank you.
If it's any. So, yeah.
We'll take that spot. The spotting of the football is not science.
No, not totally.
First and 10 for the Cavaliers as Byatt's picked it up. He will fake again to DeLong. Has some room down the left side. He has a Cavalier first down into Vandal territory at the 41-yard line, a gain of 13. Well, in that time, Vandalia must be thinking, Carl, eventually they're going to give the ball to Colton. And they bid on it hard that time. And Byatt's had a nice run off the left side. 5:20 first half. They faked it along again. Throw out to Johnson, and he could not haul it in. Sixth play of the drive for the Cavaliers, a drive that started at their own 36 after the Vandals punted for the first time in the ball game.
Plenty of time, 5:18. Cavaliers really, Tim, need to get something on the board.
That last drive, they had something working, but turned it over on downs. At the Vandal 23. They bunch three receivers to the left. DeLong is the deep back. Byatt's from shotgun. They will hand to DeLong. Colton has trouble in the backfield, and he is slung out of bounds by Austin after a short gain. He got inside the 40 down to the 39. He did a good job to get 2 yards out of that because he was having to run sideways in the backfield.
Nothing has been easy for DeLong in the backfield so far.
Third and 8 for the Cavaliers. We'll have a game break after this third down snap for Carlinville. 5:11 for the first half. Another big play here for the Cavaliers offense. They just need to get something on the board. A lot of football to play here tonight. The start was not good for Carlinville. It was great for Vandalia. Byatt steps up in the pocket. Nice little shoulder fake. He's going to tuck, run, and he is slung down. Shy of the first down at the 25. Let's go to David Jenkins with a game break. Thank you, David. That was a gain of 6 in the keeper from Byatt. 4th and 3 at the Vandal 33. Third time they've gone for it on 4th down. They will. Faked it along. Throw to Johnson. Incomplete. And they will turn it over on downs.
Well, that'll be 2 times. Got down the field, but still come up short of any score.
So another fake to DeLong. After they gave it to him on 4th and 19, they don't give it to him on 4th and 3. I'm confused, but won't be the last time I'm confused, Carl. 4:32 for the first half. 27-0. Vandalia with the lead. Vandals will get the ball to start the second half, so this becomes a very important defensive sequence for the Cavaliers. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Richie is the tailback as Wells operates from shotgun. Snap away. Straight back in the pocket. Has time. Throws deep over the middle. Incomplete. Overshot his receiver that time. He was looking for Fickus, and the coverage was there for Carlinville. 2nd and 10. Ball spotted at the Vandal 33-yard line. Vandalia 27-0. Vandalia. They struck early and often. 3 first-quarter touchdowns. 3 plays, 1 play, 3 plays, 2 plays. The Vandal scoring drives. 4:25 for the half. Cavaliers come up and crowd the line of scrimmage. Hand off to Richie. Gets through the initial contact and then fights his way out across the 35 to about the 37 for a gain of four. And it will set up third and long for the Vandals. Clock running towards the four-minute mark of the opening half. Comets in town next week. We'll have that broadcast live here on WUSMI. Then Carlinville travels to Pena. Talked about that big three-week stretch. Did not get off to a good start here tonight for the Cavies. For the Vandals, they are hosting Staunton and Roxana in weeks three and four. Then they'll be at Litchfield in week five. Wells will fake the handoff, keeps it himself. He has the Vandal first down out across the 45 to the Vandalia 48. Picks up the first down. Gain of 11. Vandals to the line quickly. 3.5 minutes for the first half. Wells from shotgun throws it out in the flat and just too long that time for his intended receiver, Fickus. The Shelter Insurance halftime show with David Jenkins coming up at the break. Unlike last week, we got all the games that were scheduled in action tonight. Last week was a mess with the weather. This is a perfect night for football. Here in week two, first Friday night of September. Wells rolling to his right, hit. He's going to unload and incomplete. Had two receivers in the same area, but one of them almost came free. That was Johnny Lotz. And if that ball was thrown about 2 yards further into the field of play, that would have been a touchdown.
Good pressure by the Cavalier defense basically kept Wells from getting that ball where he wanted it.
And that was good athleticism from Wells. That should have been a sack.
Just getting rid of it, really.
Third and 10. Clock will stop. 3:23 for the first half of play. Wells will work, of course, from shotgun. That used to be abnormal. Now it's just strange if you see somebody under center. Wells will pitch left with Richie. Thomas Richie has to change course in the backfield, and he's going to cross
here.
The 45 down to the 44, but a flag is out. He is shy of first down yardage as it is. That flag came out early. It's in the area of offensive holding.
Boy, do you take the penalty, especially with the location, because the Vandals could easily go for it here because he gains, about 7.5 yards on that carry.
And being on the plus side of the field, you would think they would go for it. And Carlinville will take the penalty. If you give Vandalia fourth and three at the Carlinville 44, they're not going to punt.
Now, if he didn't gain anything, I'd say, nah, or just a couple yards. But he got too close to let him think about just going on fourth.
The penalty is going to take the ball all the way back to the Vandal 36-yard line.
So the penalty was back near the line of scrimmage.
That block came in the backfield. Remember, it's a spot foul.
So that makes it seem like a bigger penalty, obviously.
Yeah, instead of the ball being spotted at the Carlinville 44, it's now at the Vandal 36. Third and 22. And this is a down and distance. If you're Carlinville, you cannot give this up. Better. Down 27, 3 minutes for the first half.
Better keep those safeties back.
They're crowding right now. One safety is back. This Vandal offense is multi-layered and faceted. They can hurt you in a variety of ways. And a hard count, that's the way they can hurt you. Reed Kleeman came off the right side, but was he enticed? I think he was. Yep, false start on the Vandals. Move it back 5 more yards to their own 31. And Vandalia going the wrong direction here late in the first half. And now the Vandals will take their first timeout. 2:49, fourth quarter number two. Third and 27 for Vandy. They lead Carlinville 27-0. Back to Carlinville High School following these messages on WUSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Carlinville as the train rolls by. Not nearly as frequent as when you're in Litchfield, out of the baseball field with a train rolling by. They move faster here in Carlinville. They don't stop on the tracks for hours on end like they do in Litchfield. Third and 27 for the Vandals. Wells, straight back, has a rusher right in his face, steps up, throws short, catch made by Richie, another flag comes out, he is well short, gain of about 5. This penalty appears to be on the Vandals again, and this would probably be a penalty Carlinville will decline.
You might, yes, see him decline this one.
He got out across the 35 to about the 36. Gain of 5. It'll be fourth and a long way to go, but we'll wait on the penalty. 2:41 for the first half. Ineligible man downfield for the Vandals. That will be declined. Well, Carlinville's defense has settled in, Carl, after they got burned deep throughout that first quarter. Fourth and 27 for Vandalia. Clock running, 2:40 for the half. Wells will backpedal into punt formation. DeLong will backpedal into punt return formation. Wells, nice high kick. DeLong waits under it, hauls it in on the backpedal at the 20. Now he's moving ahead, 25, 30. Runs over a mound, bounces off, moves right. Stiff arm to the 40. 45, 50. DeLong is loose down the sideline at the 30. He's at the 20, and he is out of bounds inside the 15-yard line. And Carlinville, the end of the Severs Equipment Red Zone, powered by Severs and Xmark. Score now, Xmark at Severs, online at SeversEquipment.com, and we might have a late hit out of bounds on top of it.
Well, as they say, this is an opportunity.
Punt return, but is it coming back?
Is it a penalty?
Yeah, it's coming back.
Here. Oh, boy.
Boy, DeLong didn't need it. That was all Colton DeLong.
Like he was way past where the block would have been.
Series of moves and a stiff arm, but mark it off. Yeah, they're going to step it off at the Vandalia 41-yard line. At that point, Colton didn't need it. Unnecessary. That's going to put the ball back across midfield at the Carlinville 43-yard line. Big penalty there. Instead of first and 10 at the 15 of Vandalia, it is marked at the Carlinville 43-yard line with 2:14 to play in the half. And, boy, that could have been a momentum play.
Time would have been fine with 2:14. You can run plenty of plays down that close. Now it's a factor because you don't have any timeouts left.
And this is not the quick-hitting, explosive Carlinville offense we've seen over the last number of years.
A regular minute on the clock was more than they needed with no timeouts.
They will fake to DeLong, buy it. It's going to throw it quickly out to Johnson. Can he get a block? Yes. Jeraven Johnson down the sideline at the 30, and he's out of bounds at the 25-yard line.
A big gainer.
Gain of 32. And Byatt and Johnson say, who says we can't strike quick?
Apparently they can. They did on that play.
And looks like the Vandals are going to take a timeout. 2:05 for the first half. Can Carlinville get something on the board? Vandalia leads the Cavies 27-0. Back to Carlinville following these messages on WSMI. That initial block on that play sprung Johnson. Now Byatt. Stretch handoff to DeLong. Colton running left. Not much there. He does get out of bounds, and the clock will stop with exactly 2 minutes to play in the first half. Carlinville nearing the Severs Equipment red zone after the penalty on the punt return took him out of it. They will mark the football just inside the 25 at the 24. That was a gain of 1, 2nd and 9. Two receivers to the left. Two more receivers on the right. DeLong is the deep back with Byatt operating out of shotgun. He will motion a man. That is Seal right to left. Byatt going to throw over the middle looking for Rosenturner. Flag comes out. Pass interference on the Vandals.
No doubt about it. Wrapped him way before the ball got there.
And that would have been a touchdown, so not a bad penalty from the Vandalia perspective.
Not the worst time to take that penalty.
A minute 55 for the half. It took Carlinville to their fifth drive to get a first down, but since then, Carl, their offense has looked much better. They've been able to move the ball, just haven't been able to cash.
Yeah, they picked up 89 now in the air and 45 on the ground. So not outstanding numbers, but actually pretty good numbers you'd expect you might have scored by in a first half.
And they've had plays when they watch the film and think, well, that could have been six. That could have been six.
They've had two or three of them, so.
First and 10 at the Vandalia 12. Byatt. Fake handoff, and he's hit in the backfield and dropped. Tyler Worker again. Second time he's been in the backfield wreaking havoc as Byatt is brought down at the 17. Loss of 5. Another fake to DeLong. that ends in a loss. 95 seconds for the first half. Plenty of time for the Cavvies for where they are on the field. A big pass play from Byatt to Johnson. Got him going. Then the pass interference penalty. Byatt rolls to his left. Plancy's in trouble. Sacked again. Walloped back there at the 20-yard line. No timeouts for the Cavvies. Clock will run. He's actually back closer to the 24-yard line. Loss of 7. 70 seconds for the half. And after the pass interference, set up first and 10 at the 12, the Cavaliers have gone two negative plays in a row. Third and 20. Handoff to DeLong, straight ahead, nothing there. Inside of a minute for the first half. Maybe a yard on the play, but no more than that. 45 seconds for the half. Fourth down and 20. Play clock at 30, game clock at 40. So the Cavaliers can milk this. From 1st and 10 at the 12 to 4th and 20. Back around the 25. Byatt's going to roll to his right. He's going to throw sideline. Catch is made, but it is short of first down yardage, and the Cavaliers will turn it over on down. So the negative plays put him behind the chains, and they couldn't overcome. Catch was made down to about the 17 for a gain of 7, well short of the line to gain. Will the Vandals just take a knee and head to the locker room? Will they go for broke? Up 27 here in the first half. 17 seconds for quarter number two. Stay tuned. David Jenkins and the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on the way. Busy night across the state. Week two of the football season. Wells will just take the knee. It was a dominating first quarter for the Vandalia Vandals. They put up 3 touchdowns in the opening 12 minutes. And after 2 quarters here in week 2, it is Vandalia 27, Carthenville nothing. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show with David Jenkins. All right, David, thank you very much. Hope you enjoyed the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show here on FM 106. And stay tuned for game 2 of our doubleheader. Hillsboro at Staunton comes up next here on WSMI FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. The Vandals will receive the second half kickoff. Lonnie Rosentrader has it teed up at the 40. And here we go. A low line drive kick going to be hauled in by Wells inside of the 20. Check that. That's Ruitt. And he makes a man miss, and he's on his feet out across the 40, 45, and he is down shy of midfield. Nice return by Carson Ruitt. Well, that was nifty.
It was. And he basically did it all on its own because it was kind of a short kick, and he made just a good move, Tim, and fired back upfield instead of going out of bounds and gained some big yards for the Vandals.
That low line drive kick a lot of times allows for a good return because
if it don't hit the ground.
And the coverage unit doesn't have a chance to really get down there. But, yeah, when it hits the ground, it's a different story. But when you catch that liner in the air, it could be a big return, and it was there for Ruitt. The Vandals start from their own 49-yard line, leading 27-0. The shotgun snap hits the ground. Wells picks it up, and he is sacked. Back inside the 45 at the 43, a loss of 6. The shotgun snap was low. That's something we did not see the entire first half, and the Cavaliers capitalized.
Well, the Vandals, 300 yards. The Cavaliers, 131 in the first half. Let's see how the Cavaliers can come back and play a solid second half here in this football game.
Just like that, second and 18. We didn't see, I think, just one time in that first half, Vandalia behind the chains after a penalty.
Yeah, only one other time did they even get to the quarterback for a loss play.
Wells from gun will hand to Richie, and he'll get to the 45. Nice defense there by the Cavaliers to shut it off quickly, a short gain of 2, and it's third and long. Just underway third quarter. Four explosive touchdowns in the first 13 and a half minutes of this ball game for Vandalia. Nothing since.
And third and long, I see 2 safeties 20 yards deep this time.
We haven't seen 2 safeties back there all night long, I don't think. Those first couple of long touchdowns, they had no safeties back. And they got burned.
That was a burner, yeah.
Third and 15 for the Vandals from their own 45. Willis had trouble with that snap. Rolls left, throws, and incomplete. His receiver slipped down. It falls incomplete. And the Vandals will have to punt. They will go three and out to start the second half. So after they got good field position at their own 49, a negative play and a bad snap to start, and they actually lose 4 yards on the drive.
So a little inspiring play by the defense of the Cavaliers here to start the second half. Let's see if the offense can finish off what they kind of were getting to in the second quarter, and that's getting the ball moving.
And two potential touchdowns left out there in the first half, and that looms large right now. 27-14 feels a whole lot different. That kick is short but high. It's going to hit at the 30, inside the 30, goes out of bounds, and the official will mark it off at the 33. And that's where Carlinville will take over. First and 10. They have got a lot of work to do. You can't get it all back at once, obviously. Start with a good drive here to begin the third quarter. They moved the football the last three times they had it in the first half. They just couldn't cash it in. No disrespect to Roxana. They're an improved club, but this is a much stiffer test for this Cavi unit here tonight. For a lot of them, really their first year at the varsity level. Remember, Carlinville last year graduated all sorts of seniors. They give to DeLong. He lowers his shoulder, plows his way to the 35. They'll mark him just shy at the 34 for a hard-fought 1 yard. There are no starters back on the offense for Carlinville. And what? I think Chase Michaels and Ramey Lewis and Colton DeLong would be the starters returning on defense. Colton got some starts last year offensively, so we'll call him a returning starter from last year.
That's a very small list. You know, that's quite a few great players left from graduated from this Carlinville team.
Second down and 9. Byatt's going to throw dangerous into traffic, incomplete. He was looking right at the sticks for Aiden Noggle, and it's going to set up third and about 8.
And this has been their bugaboo, third and long. Have not been good at third and long or fourth and long, either or.
Well, I think their first four drives, they had third and 7 every time. Didn't convert any of them.
0 for 4 there. And really, when they had their good drives, they weren't getting in the third and long situations.
Had a couple of fourth down conversions. But, yeah, you want to avoid this down and distance right here. It's not a good recipe for success. Byatt rolls to left. Pressure coming from the backside. And he's going to throw it left-handed out of bounds as he was thrown to the turf. Good pressure on that play. Tyler Worker and Robbie Durbin were there. And, yeah, Byatt was in a peck of trouble from the get-go there.
Byatt's just running for his life and getting rid of the ball to avoid extra loss of yards.
Patrick Mahomes can get away throwing it left-handed, but most quarterbacks, if you have to go with your opposite hand, it's not going to end well.
He really didn't have anybody close enough to throw it to with his left hand. Ooh, high snap.
Rosentrader pulls it down, gets a line drive kick, angled the way, sails out of bounds, and where will this be stepped off? Out across the 40, 45, working towards midfield, and right at the 50 is where that ball crossed out of play. The Vandals will take over there with 9:21 for the third quarter. 27-0 Vandals. Vandy beat Gillespie in week 1, 41-12. Back-to-back road games to start for the Vandals here. They're home to Staunton, home to Roxana weeks 3 and 4. Then at Litchfield, at Hillsborough weeks 5 and 6. Home to Southwestern and Pena weeks 7 and 8. And they close at Greenville. They motion Richie out. Quarterback draw straight ahead for Matthew Wells. And he's got a huge hole. First down down the sideline inside of the 30. He's going to be marked shy of the 25 at the 27-yard line. Gain of 23. And the high school football season flies by, Carl, but week 9 seems like a long way away when it'll be Vandalia at Greenville. And who knows what that game will mean at that point of the year.
Could be for it all. Never know.
9 minutes, third quarter. First and 10, Vandals. They hand to Richie, running right, hesitates, and then he's caught from the backside that time. Brought down on the play by Reed Kleeman. as he gets inside the 20 down to the 19, an 8-yard gain in Vandalia into the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers JCB. Score now with JCB at Seavers JCB, online at SeaversEquipment.com. Second and 4 for Vandy. Clock running 8.5 minutes for the third quarter. Shotgun snap away. Wells going to run the option. Pitch left to Ritchie. Bounces outside. Has the first down. Inside of the 15. Down to about the 14. Gain of 5. And a flag on the play. And I think David Jenkins has a WSMI game break. First and 10 for the Vandals. Wells will hand to Ritchie. Straight up the gut. Stacked up and driven back. A nice gain, though, on the first down carry. Down to the 10. Pickup of about 4. 7:45 for the third quarter. They'll call it 5 officially. Second and 5.
Yeah, you wonder. Vandalia hasn't really just pounded Ritchie Adam. You wonder if the Cavaliers have the answer to stop him. He's picked up 85 yards and 13 carries.
Historically, it's been very hard to run the football on this Carlinville defense, no matter the year, no matter the personnel. Very well coached. Here's Ritchie, has to bounce it outside, and the Cavies stop him right at the sticks. He's marked at the 5, then it will depend on the spot, and he will be a yard shy. 7 minutes, third quarter. A 27-0 lead for Vandalia. 21 of those came in the first quarter. Vandalia scored touchdowns in their first 2 possessions on just 4 plays. Blitzed them early. And the Cavaliers showing blitz, and I think they came across. They did. So that'll give the Vandals a free first down on 3rd and 1. The Cavaliers jump offside, and they were coming hard with that inside blitz.
Won't get a full 5 on them, but it'll be a first down.
It'll be half the distance to the goal, and 1st and goal. For the Vandals, 6:46 for quarter number 3.
That's when you want to use that hard count and get you a first down and put you first and gold.
Jason Clay in his 4th year as the Vandals head coach. He's 24-9, made the playoffs every year. Looking powerful early this year. Wells, quarterback keeper, runs left. Looking for the goal line, searching, and I think he was brought down shy. A mass of humanity on the far sideline. Some of the chain gang might have been knocked to the turf there. The official narrowly avoided the contact.
Chain gang, official, couple players. And now they say,
and it is a touchdown.
Maybe that was the official got knocked down.
So much carnage over there, we had to wait for the signal.
So Wells
on the 2-yard keeper. Comes at the 6:14 mark of the third quarter. A 6-play, 50-yard drive. Cameron Withers on for the point after. 33-0 at the moment, Vandals. It is Ritchie to hold. Snap back, hold down. This kick is up, and it is good. 6:14 for the third quarter. The Vandals strike again. They lead the Cavies 34-0. You're listening to High School Football on WSMI. The kickoff away off the knee of Johnson. Then he picks it up, spins away from trouble, and he returns it out to the 30-yard line, and that's where the Cavaliers will start. 1st and 10, 6:07 for the third quarter. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive recap. It was Matthew Wells, a 2-yard touchdown run, a 6-play, 50-yard drive. Took 3 minutes, 7 seconds. The point after from Withers, good, to make it 34-0. That is your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. Heinz Furniture in Carlinville since 1854. Handoff up the gut to DeLong, and he's out across the 30 to the 32. And you know, last week, Carl, was the 1,000th game in Carlinville football history.
1,000.
1,000.
Goes back a ways, don't it?
Goes back a ways. And they've won over 630 of them. So they haven't had too many nights like this where they've been on the business end.
Especially at home.
5:40 for the third quarter. Get a game break for you after the second and eight play from the Cavies. Byatts will motion Johnson right to left. Michael going to roll left. He's in trouble. Tight ropes to sideline. Has a man wide open.
Oh,
Rosentrader had to readjust and couldn't make the catch. He was wide open, but Byatts was under pressure in trouble in the backfield. Let's go to David Jenkins for a game break. Talking about Carlinville not being in this spot very often. Aurora Forsyth doesn't trail at halftime very often.
And that's another play to put it down. Just could have been. And
over the middle, slant, incomplete to Rosentrader, but a flag comes out.
Far away flag, so we might have interference.
I think so. And when the Cavies go back and watch this film, Carl, they're going to see
plays that were there and just not quite made.
It is pass interference on the Vandals. So at third and eight, that'll move the chains for Carlinville. 34-0, Vandalia. And give the Vandals all the credit. They started fast, got Carlinville on their heels early. Then the Vandy defense has been flying around the football. The times Carlinville's been able to get in scoring position, the Vandals have turned them away. Byatt's going to throw deep, looking at Rosentrader, double covered and incomplete, almost intercepted by Carson Ruitt.
That time just good coverage, but still worth the shot. What the heck?
And it was a tight spiral from Byatt's. Well-thrown football, just better coverage from the Vandals. The Cavies will get better from this game. They will learn a lot from this ball game against the Vandals. Greenville in town next week. We'll have it live for you here on FM 106. Byatts will hand to DeLong. Colton DeLong makes a man miss. He's into Vandal territory. Ball is out, but he was down as he will be marked down at the Vandal 36-yard line. Gain of 16 for Colton DeLong. His first explosive play of the night.
Absolutely. Been waiting for that all night, hadn't he? That is his 10th carry.
And Colton was waiting to deliver some punishment. When he got into the open field, he was looking for somebody to bang.
His other longest carry so far was 3 before that run. So you know he's hit the line. He never got an opening.
Empty backfield. Byatts will keep it himself after he faked the jet sweep to Johnson. And Michael carries down to the 30 for a gain of 6. 4:40, third quarter.
Well, they fooled us before. Are they having another drive, Tim? The offense looks like it's just clicking, and then all of a sudden they just hit a wall when they get close to the goal line.
Fourth drive in a row, they've been inside of the Vandalia 35.
Yeah.
But they have no points. They've turned it over on downs the last three times they've had the football. Well, I said fourth drive in a row, minus the three and out they had to start this third quarter. So four of the last five. Byatts looking. End zone. Johnson. There, and it is incomplete, almost intercepted. Great recovery speed that time from the Vandal secondary. Looked like Johnson had a step, and then that was Gavin Davis who closed quickly and almost came up with the pick.
Well, the arm's there. We see he has the arm strength to get the ball down the field, obviously, and got some speed on the receivers.
You can see the potential.
Is there, yes.
Absolutely. Fake to DeLong, Byatts, quick hitter. Catch is made by Dustin Roberts. And Roberts churns hard, gets inside the 25, has Cavalier first down yardage. Gain of 7. 4:03 for the first half. Clock will stop as they move the chains. Fighting Illini football tomorrow from UConn. 1:30 pregame. On WAOX 105.3, the Ox. And the Illini start 2-0.
Looked good in the first game.
They did. Hand off to DeLong, straight up the gut, bounces off a would-be tackler. And he is down inside the 20, down to the 17, a gain of 6. And Carlinville has entered the Sievers Equipment Red Zone. Powered by Sievers and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Sievers. Online at SieversEquipment.com. Hunter Robinson going to check into the offensive set for the Cavies, 200-pound senior. And Chad Easterday out in the field. Have the Cavaliers taken a timeout here? No, Chad Easton had to go all the way on the field to get Colton DeLong off the field.
Ah.
Colton might have been dinged up a little bit there. He didn't want to come out, though.
Yes.
He will walk off the field under his own power.
Official's timeout here.
He's a gamer. When the coach has to walk out into the huddle to get you off the field, that says something about you, don't it?
It does. And, of course, he's just got a couple good runs, and he doesn't want to stop now.
Second and four. Now we're marked and ready for play. 3:40 for the third quarter. Byatt's from gun. Will motion a man. That's Dustin Roberts. And whistles and flags before the snap.
Now
and the Cavies will take a timeout. 3:37 for the third quarter. It is Vandalia 34. Carthenville nothing. Back to Carthenville High School following these messages on WSMI. Second and four for the Cavaliers. Hunter Robinson will stay in the ballgame. Colton DeLong stays on the sideline for the Cavies.
I think he had to for one play, Tim.
They call timeout, though. Byatt's from shotgun. Will fake to Roberts. He's going to throw the quick slant. Catch is made by Rosentrader, and Lonnie has the first down. Down at the six of Vandalia. A gain of 11. Nice quick hitting slant play there. And you can see, like we said, the potential with Bias. He's got the big arm, but then he has the accuracy to throw that slant right on the money, hit that receiver in stride. He gives to Robinson, and nowhere for Hunter to go. He is brought down quickly right at the line of scrimmage. Going to bring up second and goal at the five. Carthenville brings in a bigger package now. DeLong back on the field. Jeffrey Stuffelbein also on the field. He's a 205-pounder. Inside of 3 minutes for the third quarter. The damage was done in the first quarter by the Vandals. They scored three touchdowns in the first 12 minutes, and they needed just seven plays to get those three touchdowns. In the meantime, Carthenville did not have a first down. And they tried to long off the left side and nothing doing. And it'll be third and goal from the five. 2.5 minutes. You have to go all the way back to the state championship game of 2016, Carl, to find the last time Carlinville was shut out. And, of course, they were playing a 6A school in the 3A title game.
Yeah,
that
I don't
year.
Know if we count that one. I guess we should have asked for last time in the South. Yeah, regular season is probably what Wiz really thinking of.
Byatt from gun. He's going to tuck, flushed to the left, needs some blocks. He's going to get a handful of jersey, but he gets away from that, still on his feet, shy of the goal line. It'll be fourth and goal inside the five. That was a heck of an effort from Michael Byatt.
Yeah, I was going to say he gained a very tough 2 or 3 yards there that really sets him up.
Go down to the 2-yard line, 12th play of the drive.
I caught the September 18th, but I didn't quite catch the other part.
90 seconds for the first or for the third quarter. 2015, the last time the Cavies did not score. Here's Byatt. Keeps it himself, and you can keep that in the books as he's into the end zone for the touchdown. At the minute 24 mark. A 70-yard drive for the Cavaliers. 12 plays. Was that DeLong or Byatt's?
It's Byatt's.
That's what I thought. Byatt's on the quarterback keeper. They faked it along up the middle, and Byatt's kept it himself from 2 yards out. Now a flag comes out on the extra point try. Lonnie Rosentrader then starts counting his offensive linemen. Like, do we have too many? Illegal substitution. On Carthenville, yeah. Too many guys on the field.
Illegal and too many players, both.
Dustin Roberts trotting off the field. Now Dustin Roberts trotting back on the field, and Bobby Seal coming off. Somebody's got to come off. So a good drive for the Cavaliers there, capped off by Byatt at the minute 24 mark. That'll move him back 5 yards. Ball will be put down at the 15. Rosentrader for the try. Snap back, hold down. Lonnie's kick is up. Plenty of distance, and it is good. 84 seconds for the third quarter. Carthenville on the board. The Vandals lead 34-7. The Cavvy kickoff coming up. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. 12 plays, 70 yards, 4 minutes and 43 seconds, capped off by Michael Byatt's 2-yard quarterback keeper. The point after from Rosentrader, good. 34-7, Vandalia with the lead. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive recap. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carthenville since 1854. Little onside kick, and the Vandals will recover. Took a high hop and squeezed there by Gage Beall. A minute 21 for the third quarter, and Carl, it was good for Carlinville after the last three drives in the first half.
Yes.
Were good, just no points. Good to see him with a productive drive that ends in points.
And they did it with a little of everything, some short passes and slants over the middle, a big Rosentrader play, and then a couple good runs by DeLong.
81 seconds for the third quarter. Hillsboro at Staunton coming up next here on FM 106. Of course, David Jenkins will have the post-game show for you after we're done here from Carthenville. Wells, a little hesitation in the backfield. Now he will get out across the 45, dives towards midfield. That was a nice job by Wells after he got off to a bit of a hesitated start there. He's able to bounce off one would-be tackler. Picks up 9 yards on the play.
And he's shown good signs, Tim, of being a very solid runner. You can see him and Richie will make a pretty good duo just in the backfield running.
Yeah, it's a good combination, and Wells is a good dual threat quarterback for the Vandals in his senior year. Straight back in the pocket, second and one. He's going to throw deep, has a man, Austin, in stride. Caught, 10, 5, down to the 1, and touchdown, Vandals. Wells to Austin again. Check that, Davis.
Davis that time. That would be Davis's third, isn't it?
That is his third touchdown of the night. That's a 50-yarder. They've got a 63-yarder, a 54-yarder, and now a 50-yarder.
278 yards passing.
Boy, and that pass, Carl, was thrown right on a line.
Yeah, it was.
Over the top of the defense.
Right on the money.
Withers now on for the try. Vandals count their offensive linemen. They're good to go. Richie will hold. Snap is down. Withers' kick is up, and it is good. Just snuck it inside the left upright. 31 seconds for quarter number three. Vandalia answers right back. They lead Carthenville 41-7. You're listening to High School Football on WSMI. Tim Eyes, Carl DeBar back here at Carthenville. All Vandalia tonight, 41-7. Vandals led 27-0 at the half. They kick it deep, do the Vandals, to Jeraven Johnson. He's got some room out across the 30. Flag comes in, runs into his own man, and he's down shy of the 35. That will be coming back, the flag on Carthenville. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. 2 plays, 59 yards in 52 seconds. Matthew Wells to Gavin Davis for a 50-yard strike, their third long touchdown of the night. The conversion from Cameron Withers, good. 41-7 Vandals. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive recap. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carthenville since 1854. So the penalty moves the football back right at the 20. That's the second return the Cavaliers have had brought back on a penalty. First and 10 for the Cavvies. We'll have a game break for you after this snap. Byatt's in the pocket, going to throw out in the flat to DeLong. Catch is made. No blocking out there, and he's going to be tripped up for a loss in the backfield. Nice open field tackle made there on the far side by the Vandals. I believe that was Gage Beall. Let's go to David Jenkins with a game break. All right, David, thank you very much. And that nice open field tackle by the Vandals will be the final play of the third quarter as we go to the fourth. It is all Vandalia here tonight. The Vandals lead Carthenville 41-7. Back with fourth quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mies, Carl DeBar back here at Carlinville High School. David Jenkins back in our WSMI studios taking care of the Pizza Man pregame show and the Shelter Insurance halftime show along with our game breaks here this evening. He'll also have the postgame show for you after we're done here. And then stay tuned for our second game tonight, Hillsboro at Staunton. Gary Boker and Dan Newkirk with the call from Bulldog Country. Little swing pass out to, I think that's Bobby Seal, and he's got nowhere to go as the Vandals were there in a hurry in numbers to bring down Seal right as he caught the ball. No gain on that play.
A lot of incompleted passes there in a row for a while.
Byatts has to sidestep white jerseys in the backfield, throws down the sideline and threw it away into the Vandal sideline, and that might be intentional grounding. He was in the pocket, and there was not a receiver in the area. It's going to be fourth down regardless. That is intentional grounding on Michael Byatts. Of course, that penalty comes with a loss of down anyway.
And you wouldn't think he's just throwing it away when he's throwing it 25 yards down the field. I'm wondering if a receiver didn't go where he's supposed to.
But that doesn't matter, though, when it comes to intentional grounding, though.
No, it's got to be a receiver in the area.
Yeah. So it'll be time to punt for the Cavaliers. We'll have Sports Saturday for you tomorrow morning, 9:03. Of course, we'll talk to our area coaches, get their thoughts on week two. All the scores for you, spotlight on sports at 7:30 tomorrow morning here on FM 106. Lonnie Rosentrader standing near his own goal line, actually in his own end zone, takes the snap, punt away, angled towards the left sideline. It's going to take a bounce. It just kind of checks up right there like a good sand wedge, and it's going to be touched down at the Carlinville 44.
And not unfamiliar territory for Vandalia, starting on the other side of the 50 again.
They have been operating with good field position all night long. They have started at their own 33. They started at their own 46, the 42, the Carlinville 42. They did start at their own 20 early in the second quarter.
Yeah, that's one time. Do I remember them starting way back down the field? That's about it, that 20.
And they have taken advantage of the good field position. Not that this offense needs good field position. They are explosive with multiple weapons. Here is Richie on the handoff straight ahead. He is inside the Carlinville 40 down to about the 38, a gain of 6 on the play for Thomas Richie. 11 minutes for the ball game. 41-7 Vandals.
Richie approaching that 100-yard mark. He's got 95 and 15 carries.
It's been the aerial assault that has burned the Cavaliers here tonight. Long touchdowns. Wells from gun will hand it off to Richie, and Thomas Richie gets down to about the 35-yard line, gain of 3. For the Vandals tonight, they have 4 touchdouns of 50-plus yards. Gavin Davis has 3 of them, a 63-yarder, a 54-yarder, and a 50-yarder. Thomas Richie has a 78-yarder to go with his short little 16-yarder. Matthew Wells then had a quarterback keeper from 2 yards out. But the first 7 plays of the ball game, touchdowns of 63, 54, and then 16 yards. They pitch right to Richie, and he's going to be hit shy of the line to gain on 3rd and 2. Good pursuit that time from the Carlinville defense. Always tough to run on Carlinville sideline to sideline with that speed. Bring up 4th down. Ball spotted at the 34. Actually, at the 35. 9.5 minutes for the ball game. Vandals keeping their offense on the field. Well, you know, they would love the running clock, you know.
All it takes is the touchdown, too.
Carlinville went into Vandalia last year, late in the year, 2 state-ranked teams, and Carlinville put up 64. Here is Wells. He checked out. Richie, he has the first down and more, bounces outside, down the sideline, and he is slung down at the goal line. And Vandalia into the Seavers equipment red zone, powered by Seavers and Kubota. Score now with Kubota at Seavers, online at SeaversEquipment.com. That is a gain of 14 down to the 1. 8:59 for the ball game. That was a nice piece of running. Started inside, bounced it outside, and then used the speed. Wells will stay from shotgun, even though it's first and goal at the 1. Richie came off the field. They will hand it off straight ahead, plowing, churning, fighting, and shy of the goal line. It'll be second and goal from the 1.
Looks like they got a kind of a fullback they bring in for short yardage situations.
Didn't catch the number that time on the Vandal ball carrier.
34?
That'd be Kyle Phillips.
Yep.
190-pounder. Senior. Play clock at 15. Game clock at 8:15. The Vandals looking for the running clock here at Carlinville. They've had some brutal games here on this field, so this feels very good for the Vandalia faithful. Wells keeps it himself and walks into the end zone untouched. They fake the dive up the middle. Wells keeps it himself. 1 yard touchdown for Matthew Wells at the 8-minute mark of the fourth quarter. That's a 6-play drive for the Vandalia Vandals.
Vandals offense definitely more than the Cavaliers could handle today.
Going to bring Cameron Withers on for the extra point. 47-40, and the clock will run the rest of the way. Snap was low. Richie gets it down. Withers puts it up and through for the extra point. 48-7. The Vandalia Vandals laying it to Carlinville here tonight. We'll come back with the Vandy kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary, 6 plays, 56 yards, and 3 minutes and 15 seconds, capped off by Matthew Wells' 1 yard touchdown run, makes it 48-7. The Vandals with the lead and the running clock. The Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlinville since 1854. Kickoff away to Jaraven Johnson. And he gets out across the 30 to the 31. And let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
And
be careful what you wish for sometimes, Carl. Here is Byatt down the sideline, pushed out of bounds as he crosses the 40 to the 42, a gain of 11. Of course, Glenwood coming into the year was projected to be very, very good. They got some transfers in, and the expectations were high, and you beat SHG like that, you're feeling good, but I don't know if I'd be chanting that, though.
Second week of the year, too. Might be rushing the boat a little bit.
And, of course, you know, Derek Leonard, his father, Ken Leonard, the great coach at SHG, they're going to find out about that.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll work out well for him. When you're feeling good, you're feeling good.
Yep. Good. I remember, that's just the fans.
No, that's right. That's exactly right. But Rochester's not going to care.
Yeah, that's true. It'll probably be in the local paper, so they can pin it up later.
Rochester's already agitated that they didn't win state last year. They've been on a ridiculous run of dominance in Class 4A. 6:57 to play here in Carlinville. Stay tuned. Hillsborough at Staunton coming up next here on WSMI. David Jinks will have the post-game show for you when we're through here from Carlinville. And we got some new players in for Carlinville as they're going to get the reserves in. Riley Rouse on the ball carry. Aiden DeBerzy, the new quarterback for the Cavaliers. Clock will run 6:45 for the ball game. Greenville in town next week for the Cavaliers. That's a game we'll have live here on WSMI FM 106. For Vandalia, they will be home finally. Their home opener next week, and they'll be riding high when the Bulldogs of Staunton come into Vandalia next week. DeBerzy going to throw it out to Mason Patton. Catch is made. Patton makes a man miss. He's down the sideline. Has a first down for the Cavaliers. And a flag comes out. We had some extracurriculars on the sideline. I think they're going to get Vandalia with unsportsmanlike conduct right in front of the official. If you're going to do that, Carl, you can't do it right in front of the official. And that is unsportsmanlike on Vandalia. And you're up 48-7. Reserves in.
Yeah.
That's not the way to get more varsity minutes.
That's not going to get you the varsity minutes, like you say. It might get you some extra field work.
That will not make Jason Clay and his staff happy. That'll move the football down to the 30. After it was a nice play from Mason Patton. Just a sophomore is Patton. 5.5 minutes for the ball game. DeBerzy will fake the handoff, throws the wide receiver screen, and that was just an errant pass that time. He led his intended target way too much. He was looking for Neve Jiminowski.
The blocker is already engaging and blocking. Yep, timing was not correct.
An impressive win, a statement win early for Vandalia to come in here and handle Carthenville like this. Handoff straight ahead. That will be Riley Rouse on the carry, and he is stacked up and then driven backwards on the play as he is kept shy of the 25-yard line at the 26 inside of 5 minutes for the game.
Well, you got to like how Matthew Wales plays his quarterback. Plus, he's got that running ability that he showed. He picked up 42 yards running, threw for 278 yards, and a lot of long touchdowns.
63 yards, 54 yards, 78 yards, 50 yards. Hand off to Rouse again. And Carthenville got a little taste what it was like to be on that end tonight. They did that to a lot of people for a good number of years with that explosive offense they brought in to play the last three seasons.
Vandalia didn't know what hit them last year when Cavaliers went to their home field, and they're getting a little of that revenge factor back here this year.
I do think, Carl, that Carthenville is going to be a better team when we see them next week against Greenville than they are tonight. Really, after the first quarter, they just kind of got punched early, and by the time they got their footing, they were down 27 points.
Yeah, that's the key.
Vandalia got four touchdowns in the first 13 minutes and 30 seconds.
Vandalia had an explosive offense last year, too, so that's not surprising. Their defense, though, stiffened up, I think, a lot this year. And that'll put looms well for them going down there this year.
That's always the key for a team if you want to have a truly dominating season and to be strong on both sides of the ball. That's what Carthenville was the last several years, and Vandalia's effort here tonight defensively definitely looms well moving forward. Let's go to David Jenkins with a game break.
All right, David.
And, yep, the Comets will be in town next week here to take on the Cavaliers. The three-week gauntlet for Carthenville. The first leg did not go well. It's 48-7 Vandals. As Carthenville turned it over on downs, the Vandals now will have the football. They give to Kyle Phillips, the senior tailback, straight ahead at the 30. 2 minutes, 35 seconds for the ball game. Hillsboro at Staunton coming up next here on WSMI. So our doubleheader continues in week two of the young high school football season. And
that's finally, kind of a telltale game, too. We'll see how which direction these teams are going. And you get after you get 3 weeks in, you can kind of mesh all of it together and see who's rising to the top quickly.
Well, and, you know, in these last couple of years before potentially we go to districts, it's still – the race to five in the South Central Conference. If you get five, you'll get in on points. So one of those teams, Hillsboro, Staunton, will be 1-1 after the night. The loser will be 0-2. Which, you know, 0-2, you can still come back and make the playoffs, but it's an uphill battle.
It gets a little uphill, but like we look at Cavaliers' schedule, you know, some schedules are like that. So you're going to play the better teams early, and then maybe you'll have a better chance of winning the later games.
100 seconds for the ball game. So after a week one victory in Roxana, Carthenville will lose here tonight, obviously, drop to 1-1 on the year. Got Vandalia sitting at 2-0. You heard David say Greenville has moved to 2-0 on the year with the win over Southwestern, who got that nice victory at Hillsboro last week.
And played a good game against Comets.
Yeah, to hold Greenville to 21 points.
I would say that's an accomplishment in itself.
70 seconds for the ball game. Vandalia just looking to run it out here. And he pick up the first down. And let's go to David Jenkins one final time for a game break. No, all is right there in Maroro then, Carl.
Yes. Way to go, Pretzels, to at least give them, put a little scare in them.
That's right.
And it takes a lot of effort to achieve that.
Vandalia takes the knee, and that will do it. 48-7, the final. The Vandals come into Carthenville, score 27 points in the first 13 and a half minutes, and they put the running clock on the Cavies here tonight. 48-7 is the final. The Cavaliers are now 1-1 on the year. The Vandals are 2-0 as the teams meet at midfield. The coaches will meet, and they will shake hands at the 50. It's a final from Carthenville, 48-7, Vandalia with the victory. Let's go now back to our WSMI studios and David Jenkins. David, thank you very much. A happy group of Vandals huddling up down at the 10-yard line. And, Carl, they set the tone early as they scored. Well, first, Carthenville got the ball. Three and out they went. And then three plays later, Vandalia was in the end zone with a 63-yard touchdown from Matthew Wells to Gavin Davis. Carthenville went three and out again. One play, a 54-yard touchdown from Wells to Davis. And really from that point, Carthenville was on their heels the rest of that first quarter. It was 27-0 early in the second quarter, and Vandalia started fast and won it running away.
They ran it running away, like you say. Cavaliers didn't get that first down until the second quarter. Had opportunities, just would miss them. Just a long pass or a drop pass. They did both in that first half and a little in the second half. But take your hats off to Vandalia. Their offense just really clicked.
Matthew Wells was impressive.
Matthew Wells, 7 out of 14, 278 yards, 5 touchdown throws. Ooh, those are good stats.
That will play on any Friday night across the area. Yes, it will. And they were dominant here this evening.
And their running back, Richie, picks up 112 yards on the ground. Don't forget, he had a couple of those touchdown catches. He had 98, so he has over a 200-yard overall offensive day. So very dynamic duel of the Vandalia Vandals.
For Carthenville, they will have to regroup in a hurry. The Greenville Comets coming into town next week. And we talked about coming on the air, the three-week stretch here. Vandalia, Greenville, both at home, then at Pena in week four. And it did seem that Carthenville found themselves a little bit in that second quarter. So many new pieces in the lineup this year for the Cavaliers, and they got a true test of what the South Central Conference is tonight with Vandalia. And the offense did seem to settle in after the first quarter. When they go back and see the film, there were opportunities.
I mean, there was just dropped out and out drop passes that could have been touchdowns. A little high, you know, not perfect, and then some that were just overthrown, and that could have been touchdowns. So probably opportunity-wise, I think they had 3 to 4 legitimate scoring drives. They just came up with nothing.
Vandalia wins it here tonight, 48-7. We want to thank all the wonderful people at Carthenville High School, Darren Deneve, Athletic Director, Principal Pat Drew. We thank them for their hospitality here in week two of the high school football season. Of course, thanks to our football sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting stations. Make sure you stay tuned. Game two of our doubleheader coming up, Hillsboro at Staunton. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. We are done here from Carthenville. Let's send it back to our studios and David Jenkins with the postgame show.